Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Where did you grow up? In Kansas City, Missouri.
What was it like?
Do I say the name first?
It was fun having four brothers and only me. And they teased me a lot because I was the only girl at that time. And I got my way pretty much, so.
By the way, this is Diane and Kim Christensen and Victor Christensen. I don't remember what else I was supposed to say. But anyway, okay, Mom, go on.
That's all.
Okay. Who were your parents?
Ted and Ruth Denzer.
What was your best memory of childhood?
Best memory was being able to play with dolls and just be a girl because I had so many brothers.
Who were your best friends?
Jenny Morris.
Okay. What did you like to do with her?
We played with Barbie dolls because Barbie dolls came out when we were 5 and 6 years old, and we took walks in the neighborhood. And she liked to come to our house because it was noisy all the time. So.
Okay. Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood?
Well, my dad worked 5 days a week, so on Sundays we had time with Dad, and he would take us to the park or to the airport, and the planes would come in just over the car, and he'd take us to the train station. And I don't remember that we ever went out and ate because there were six of us, so I remember meals at home. Mom always cooked, and she was a wonderful cook, and they even got milk delivered to the house till they quit doing that, so.
What was your favorite high school memory?
High school, I got to go see the association, and I got to go to prom on all the same weekend, and then I went to after party for the play, and so I was Miss Socialite for that weekend. I liked going to a school with all girls. There was a lot of spirit in the school, and I won a scholarship to Patricia Stevens because all they pulled out were freshmen, and so I went to that was supposed to teach me how to be a young lady, and it was okay. But other high school, getting my high school ring was real important to me. And as a junior, that's what you did. And then senior year was kind of sad because we had to leave all of our friends. Then that's all.
Okay, how did you meet your husband?
We met at Penn Valley College in an algebra class. He sat in front of me and he turned around and said, "I need companionship and you need tutoring." So that's how we met. So anyway.
Do you have any favorite stories from your marriage?
Well, getting married was pretty much on top, and going to Disney World was pretty nice. My parents paid for us to go there, and being an Air Force wife was very important to me. I never would have gotten out of Missouri, and being able to go to Oklahoma and Korea and Hawaii and all the places we ended up at was gave me a lot of responsibility because he was gone 6 weeks at a time and I had to take care of everything. So the kids helped me out a lot, and when he came home, we always went to the cafeteria place, and then he came home and wanted a home-cooked meal that he hadn't had in 6 weeks. So those were some of the highlights. And then our 50th anniversary was really nice. We have a lot of good friends that came to congratulate us, and that's about all.
What did you do for a living?
I was a teacher most of my life, and then I went to work for Head Start for 15 years. And then after Head Start, I just retired.
Do you have any favorite stories from that life?
My boss would probably still remember this, but we were at a Head Start conference, and I was getting in her van, and she didn't know I wasn't inside yet. And she gunned the gas pedal, and I went flying out of the van because I wasn't quite in there yet. And I was okay, but it scared the shit out of me. And everybody was worried I got hurt somehow. And so that was one of the big stories when I worked for Head Start. I loved helping the kids and training the teachers, making sure they had their degrees and just being a part of that team for the 15 years. So.
Do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
When I saw you?
Yeah.
I cried like a baby because I had lost a baby before you, and I didn't think I'd ever have one, and so it was a very emotional time because the child that we lost, we loved too, and we didn't want to go through that again and lose another one, but they assured me that I wouldn't lose this one, so...
What was going through your head when you saw Sherry for the first time?
I was extremely nervous because I didn't know what to do with this 4-month-old baby, and I didn't sleep for 2 nights, and finally I left my billfold on top of the car getting gas because I hadn't slept, and then when we went to the airport to get Sherry, I cried then too because I didn't think I'd ever have a baby. And even if she weighed, 15 pounds, so it took a little bit of adjustment to hold one that was that heavy. And anyway, we survived and she survived. She came into the house and looked around like, I like this place. So,
Sherry is my older sister who they adopted from South Korea. Okay. Do you want to do any more?
Sure.
Okay. What can you tell me about your religious beliefs?
I am a Catholic. I've been a Catholic since I was born. My parents were very religious and made sure all of their 6 kids made it to Mass. To get my brothers up, Dad would put on Pass and Review with the Marines and turn it up so that it blasted the whole neighborhood. And so we all got to church when we were supposed to, but I attribute my parents for giving me such a good, solid Catholic education. And except for going to Penn Valley and MU, I went to a Catholic grade school till 8th grade, and then I graduated from St. Teresa's Academy. They were a huge influence for my faith world. So,
what were your grandparents like?
Grammy and Charlie. Grammy was my mom's mother, and Charlie was her husband, but they didn't get married till I was older. But they were wonderful grandparents. Charlie grew tomatoes, and he just, you know, tried to influence us on how to grow tomatoes. And Grammy was a seamstress, and when I got married, she made my dress and all the girls' dresses, and I couldn't ask for a better person. She was a saint in my eyes, and when she got older and she couldn't see very good, she tried to make me meatloaf for dinner, and she couldn't see, and the meatloaf turned out kind of rare, so I ate it anyway because Grammy made it. So, and my dad's parents, we saw them every weekend, but we weren't close to them at all because they weren't in our lives at all. Grammy babysat us if mom and dad had to go somewhere, and she was always there for us. So, that's how I knew both sets of grandparents.
Okay, we are back. This is Kim Christensen and Diane Christensen on, what's today, the 21st? 22nd? April 22nd, 2025, in Napoleon, Missouri. Next question. What is your ethnic background?
Ethnic would be. My mother was Irish, and my dad was German, so I have both of that in me.
Okay.
That's what ethnic means.
Yeah. Right? What was military life like?
Military life was really good for me because it gave me a group of people that I could associate with and help me out when I needed it. It put a lot of pressure on me to take care of your sister and you and make sure the house ran like it should and getting you to school and everything. And we met a lot of wonderful people in the military. And I've stayed good friends with all these years. So.
Do you have any classic family stories that are appropriate? Because
Well, one of them it wasn't funny at the time, but when my brother had a coffee can filled with formaldehyde, and he brought home cow eyes in that can and left them in the can in my mom's pantry, and eventually they rotted, and that smell was just horrible. It smelled like somebody died in the house, and so mom and dad called the fire department, and they came out and they couldn't find where it was, and then they finally did, and they laughed too. They said, "That's formaldehyde that's, you know, rotted," and my brother said, "Oh, that's where my cow eyes went," so that was one story. And they used to throw M80s out the mom and dad's bedroom on the 4th of July, and the Densers always had parties. My parents had a keg of beer in the basement, so everybody was happy, and everybody loved to come to our house. We were like, mom was like the mother everybody had, and when she worked for the Marine Corps, she even brought Marines home to the house, and because she wanted them to have a happy, you know, dinner or whatever. And my uncle was a Jesuit priest, so he would come and bless us and eat dinner with us. That was pretty neat, too. And trying to think what else happened. I came home one night from a date, and this guy followed me home. And I came in the house and said, "This guy followed me home." And at least three of my brothers went running out of the house so they could beat him up. But he took off in his car before they could get to him. So they were very protective of me. They had to tell me if I could date somebody or not. And so it was interesting, and I guess that's about all.
What about the story of Danny cooking in the kitchen?
Oh, I was up on the bed upstairs that was over the kitchen, and I was asleep, and I kept hearing this pound, 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 and I went downstairs, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he says, "I'm fixing frog legs." So he had to kill the frogs to get their legs, and I went nuts. So I was so mad at him, and I don't know if I guess he finished up so I'd shut up, but that was the story of Danny.
And what about Fraulein?
Fraulein was our German Shepherd. We never had a dog before, and she was she was a wonderful dog. She ended up being Mom's dog, and she'd sleep under their bed at night, and it was just a wonderful time. And one night, Fraulein and her puppy Machen went running outside, and they didn't come back in. They always put them out, and they'd run back in, and so they were gone. Well, Machen we found on a corner the next day, but Fraulein was gone 14 days. That about killed all of us because we missed her so much, and she was such a good dog. And so one night, I guess on that 14th day, I was asleep, and I slept with my sister Debbie, and all of a sudden we heard this howling in the front yard, and so we, he played at Missouri.
She's watching the NFL draft.
Well, anyway, so I ran down first and opened the front door, and it was raining so hard, and she came running in. She was skinny as all get out, and soaking wet, and so we dried her off, and she was so happy to be home. And we don't know if somebody tied her up and she got loose or what, but she knew where to go, and so that made everybody's day. So so that's all, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.